The new Republican-dominated majority in the Washington State Senate has approved a series of controversial measures that deal with injured workers. The votes today were a key test of the majority coalition's one-vote advantage. The most controversial of the proposed laws would lower the age when permanently injured workers are eligible to choose a lump sum insurance payout. Jason Spiker hurt his back on the job and is getting retrained. At a labor-backed press conference, he said taking a one-time payment is risky.
Just because you get that settlement, you can end up using up all that money before you're even done with school, depending on what the settlement is.
Business groups and members of the Senate's majority coalition argue that younger injured workers should have the option to choose a final settlement in lieu of ongoing disability payments. Republican State Senator Janaea Holmquist-Newberry initially proposed that there be no age threshold.
Washington will still be the only state in our nation that offers any sort of voluntary settlement agreements with an age limit.
Currently in Washington, only workers 55 and older can choose a settlement option. Under this new proposal, that age limit would drop to 40.